Mesechtas Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnayos through the rest of this parak, the next parak, and into the seventh parak, discuss the mitzvah of shikha, of forgotten bundles. That if while taking the bundles out of the field, bundles are forgotten in the field, they must be left behind for the poor people. So the Mishnah describes different exceptions to that halacha. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'aymer, a bundle, she'shachu pa'elim v'loi shachay balabais, that the workers working in the field forgot about it, v'loi shachay balabais, but the landowner did not forget about it. He had workers working that forgot about the bundle, but the balabais was aware that it was there and it was not forgotten about. Or, another case, shachay balabais v'loi shachu pa'elim, if the balabais forgot about it, but the pilum didn't. The workers were still aware where it was and were planning to go back. Or another case, amdu aniyim befanav. If the poor people, they stood in front of the bundle to hide it from the view of the workers of the Baal Bais, so it wouldn't be seen and it would be left behind. Aisha chipu bekash, or if the aniyim covered it over with straw to again hide it so that it should be left behind. So in all these cases, hareza ain't a shikha. That's not considered shikha, and the Baal Bais could come back and take it and does not have to leave it for the Niyim. Either because it needs to be forgotten both by the Baal Bais and by the Pailim, and also because it needs to be left behind due to this that he forgot it. But if it was for another reason, because it was hidden or blocked, that's not going to be considered Shikha. Mishnah Ches. The normal process, when they would harvest the field, they would pile bundles in small piles as they work through the field. They would make a small pile here, a small pile there, and then after completing the field, they would then go back and collect all the piles and bring them to the final gathering, where they'd be gathered together and threshed, either in the threshing floor or somewhere on the field, and then they would be piled together. So the Mishnah says over here, Hama'amer l'kechaves, if someone collects to pile up into kechaves, he piles up into kaivais. Kaiva literally means a hat, and he's piling into hat-shaped piles that are above ground, popping up, or lekumsais, or into hidden piles, which are in ditches that are partially underground, or lecharara, into a pancake-shaped pile that's flat and round. Ulaamrim, or he piles them in small bundles and he's planning on later making larger bundles. Ein laishikha, in all these cases, if he forgets a bundle while he's making these piles, it's not considered shikha, because this is not yet the final transportation of the bundles to their last stop before threshing. These are just the small temporary piles while he's harvesting, and he's later going to transfer them all together into one large area. Mimenu lagairin, if then he takes from all these small piles and he brings them to the threshing floor, to their final destination to be threshed, then yesh leishicha. In this final process, where it's reaching its final destination, if he leaves bundles behind, that's considered shicha, that's left for the niyim, for the poor people. Here brings a reverse case. Hama'amer lagadish, if someone gathers the bundles all into a gadish, a large pile where he's planning on leaving it there and threshing as is. It's not the threshing floor, it's just a large pile in the field, but he's going to thresh there in the field. So then, yesh leishicha, there will be shikha, because that's the final destination, and if he forgets bundles in the process when he's bringing them here, he's going to have to leave them for the aniyim. If he then changes his mind and decides that he's going to take it from this large pile and bring it to the actual threshing floor, mimenu l'garen, if he wants to bring it from there to the garen, to the threshing floor, ein leishicha, there won't be shikha. Why? Because the mitzvah of shikha only takes place during one transportation of the bundles during the harvesting process. And since he originally was intending on threshing it in that large pile in the field, so the transportation to that pile had the mitzvah of shikha on it, and later when he changes his mind to relocate it to the threshing floor, it's not going to have a mitzvah of shikha if he forgets anything, because there already was a mitzvah of shikha on the first transportation. The Mishnah then sums up the general rules. This is the general rule of these two different cases that we mentioned. Kol hama'amer l'makim shu gemar malacha. Anybody that's piling to the gemar malacha and to the final process place, Yesh lay shicha, there is a mitzvah of shicha to leave bundles that he forgets behind, to leave them for the aniyim. Mimenu lagaren, if he then changes his mind and decides to take it to the threshing floor, then ein lay shicha, there won't be shicha because there's only one time chiyuv shicha in the process, and that already took place when he brought it to the pile in the field. If he's piling them up to a place that's not the Gemar Malach, that's not the final process, it's just a temporary spot that he's going to then relocate it, it does not have the mitzvah of shicha because it's not his final destination. If he then takes it there to the final destination, to the threshing floor, it will have a mitzvah of shicha.